Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 646. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox Penthouse. Or I guess I think I figured out last episode that it's actually Fox's Penthouse. Up inside Fox's Penthouse, which my trusty psychic, Agent Fox Mulder, is hanging out downstairs on top of the sofa, if I'm not mistaken. If I am not mistaken at all, he's hanging out down there. As of right now, he's the only kitty in the house. Of course, last week I got into the fact that I had taken in for a couple of days one Agent Scully. And turned out she was in heat. I didn't get any sleep. It was a rough night. Well, she stayed two nights. The second night is when it became very apparent that she was in heat, and I got no sleep. She was a very affectionate cat, though, at least towards me. Maybe not so much towards Mr. Fox there, but, you know. Update on that. I did go to the Humane Society there in Union, Missouri there on Monday. The Franklin County Humane Society, and you know, I'd say I'm a supporter. You know, it's much better if you're gonna get a cat, you know, adopt one. Don't, you know, from like the Humane Society. There's just so many of them. So many to choose from. I mean, there's so many cats. There's overpopulation, you know, problem and such. So it's a good thing to, you know, go to your local Humane Society if you're going to do that, you know. I filled out the paperwork and everything, and Scully will be moving in here as soon as she gets spayed. Though she gets all fixed, she'll be moving in here, which I'm not sure of when exactly that's going to happen. From our stand, they're pretty overbooked right now as far as neutering goes for the animals. So just kind of playing that by ear when that happens. We'll get another kitty here. And hopefully it goes a lot smoother than the last time she was here. And that I'm able to get some sleep. And that Agent Fox Mulder doesn't lose his shit. And, you know. But hey, he's been sleeping on her towel. Or not really sleeping. He's sometimes I'll go downstairs and I'll spot him laying on the towel, because Missy, who's got Scully right now, she left Scully's towel and one of her favorite toy over here. So there was stuff with her scent all over it to get him, you know, used to that. And so at least, you know, he seems cooler with her scent. Even though, you know, I did have the blanket with her scent on it, because she laid on it while I was, you know, under the blanket. And, of course, when Fox went to go lay on me next time and he smelled her smell on that blanket, he started hissing at me. He's like, "You fucking traitor. You fucking traitor. You evil bastard, you. It's bros before hoes. Don't you forget that." I mean, he said those exact words through his hiss. Yeah, I washed that because I was like, okay, I'm not going to deal with this all night. Anyway, yeah, so that's the update on that. On the most recent events, that I can remember most recently, because it happened yesterday. I went to the Blues game for Star Wars night. They played the Ottawa Senators. I don't. It's good to know that the broadcast center paid off there. The year I spent there with the, you know, my ability to speak correctly is really great. But, you know, that was over a decade ago, so I guess it kind of wore off. Anyway, I'll try to enunciate better and, you know, put all the letters and in the words and all that stuff. Try to make the mind work better, even though, you know, I've been off caffeine for like a month now. Which, initially, man, I was real scatterbrained. Scatterbrained? Oh, fuck, man. Maybe I needed just a bump of caffeine, you know? No, I have nothing on me to do that. I got nothing to do that. I don't want to do that. Well, I got some Reese's ice cream in the fridge, and, you know, I guess chocolate's got a little bit of caffeine in it, so that'd give me a little bit of a kick, and a sugar rush. But I'm not doing that. Not doing that for the moment. That's a night thing. Anyway, yeah, so I went to the Blues game last night. Was going to go with the brother there, Shelly, because, you know, he loves Star Wars like I did. And, you know, we grew up together watching Star Wars, one of the many things that we enjoyed together. And, of course, Shelly was born in 1977, which, of course, is the year Star Wars A New Hope, the OG original Star Wars, hit the movie theaters. Fucking great year, if you ask me. Great year. And so, you know, I bought the tickets quite a while back. It was the no fee day, which I'm assuming happens like every year. I want to say it was pretty close to the time that the tickets first went on sale. I don't remember when exactly it was. I know next time I'm going to prepare for no fee day, and I'm probably going to get a couple of tickets, because fucking shit, that makes it a lot cheaper to get tickets. It's, you don't have to pay fees, because fuck fees. fuck them in the ass. Ticketmaster and your fucking fees. Anyway, so yeah, unfortunately though, when yesterday rolled around, Shelly was sick, and I mean, he was trying to, he wanted to went to the game with me, and after he got off work and stuff, I eventually got a hold of him. I got him on the phone, and he said, like, yeah, he'd be willing to do it, but, like, it sounded like, you know, he was pretty sick and he might get me sick. And I was like, look, I got a friend from work, my friend John, that, like, he's on standby, on alert. And, like, if you don't want to go, like, he'll go with me. So I was like, so I ended up taking John, but, it was a little close on the timing. Cause, like, I had messaged John not too long before that. And, but, the, you know, there was a window, a time we had to hit to get to the game. And John lives like a 45-minute drive from here over in Owensville. And it was a little tight. It was a little tight. We did make it to the game before the game started, but it was not very long before the game started. And I had purchased the Star Wars Night shirts that they had. I thought maybe it was kind of a hoodie, but no, it wasn't a hoodie. I gotta say, I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's also like, I mean, they're cheap. It was $30, which I feel like is overpriced, but it's, you know, it's got Star Wars stuff on it, which they probably have to pay some kind of licensing fee for, and the Blues. So I mean, it's gonna have some price to it. But I mean, it is what it is. It's you know, it's an okay shirt, but I mean, it's very, very cheaply made. But it had 77 on it, which, again, my brother's birth year, and the year Star Wars came out. Sadly, I didn't get to see the opening, which I guess next year I'm gonna have to go to Star Wars night again, because I missed the fucking opening, and then just make sure that night that, you know, I get there early. But I missed the opening because I had to go wait in line for the theme night pickup of the shirts. And you know, we got there with like, we got in the building with like maybe 10-15 minutes before puck drop, and that line was massive, which I knew was going to be the case. I wanted to get there like an hour early, but again, you know, things happen. Things happen. I was in line for at least a good half of the first period. I mean, it took quite a while. And I think whenever they did the that national anthem, they stopped, wouldn't process anybody. So, I mean, the whole national anthem, we're just standing there, taking the hats off, like, all right, come on, can you just give them the shirts? It's like the game is, they're literally about to drop the puck, and we need to get through this line. And, yeah, eventually I got through the line, and then Braden Schenn had scored the game's first goal. So I missed the first goal, which was a shame. And I was on the opposite area what I'm normally at, and I was just not familiar with that side. And then the funny thing is, like, okay, where you collect the theme night stuff on the mezzanine level, which I think is the only place you can collect them. There's like an open area where there's like a big bar, and they got the big St. Louis Authentics, which of course there's several locations. I think that's the bigger one. That's up on the mezzanine level. I was up there getting it, and I did not realize that where the line actually started was right near where my seats were. And fun, it was weird because we were in section 331, which is doesn't have a portal number for whatever reason. Oh, it's kind of weird there, kind of strange. They ended up being decent seats, but I did not realize that it was right where, you know, because it's just a big circle, you know. The numbers just eventually start over, like they, when they connect on the circle. So I didn't realize, like, I wasn't thinking properly and really should have, I guess, looked at a map of the fucking place to realize, like, oh, I should have just... That, and realized too that when I started that line, it was like right where our seats were. But I ended up walking all the way around the circle before I realized, oh shit, I should have just went the opposite way of which I walked, and I would have been right there. So after I got the shirt, I was hungry too and wanted some drinks. So John, had, like while I was in line, just went to the seat. So he got to see like the beginning of the game. But I. Yeah, I went and got food and beers, and then the worst part was like when I got to the seat, it was kind of awkward getting in that area, and I was on the other end of the seats when I was walking through with like two things of to-go containers with like food in it from Farm Truck, and one beer in a bottle. That wasn't a problem. But my beer was on draft, so it was in a fucking open cup, and I tried to sip quite a bit of it before getting up there, knowing like, oh man, this is gonna be a real fucking problem. And then I got to the seat, and unfortunately, I spilt my beer like all over the guy sitting in front of me. He was really cool about it. He's like, oh, we got kids, you know, I'm used to this kind of stuff, and like, I still felt bad. And I did take one of the theme night shirts I had in my bag, and then I wiped his seat down with the theme night shirt. So I did at least that much for him. As again, I felt bad about it. But after that, I mean, the game was great. We couldn't have fucking asked for a better fucking game to go to. I mean, okay, the end score was 4-0. The Blues, it was all Blues all night long. St. Louis doing the Blues. And, I mean, at one point, John and I were on the Jumbotron. Now, it didn't focus, they were more focused on somebody, but I don't even remember what. I think it was during, in between second and third period, when they were just like going around and showing like a bunch of people in the crowd. And I think they were more focusing on people that were next to us, but it was like, holy shit, I'm on the Jumbotron. To the best of my knowledge, that's the first time I've been on the Jumbotron. So, I mean, we had that. And, like, the biggest thing of the night is that Brandon Saad, who's been not having the greatest season, he's been coming back and doing better, but I guess it really had a real rough start to the season, and he's working his way back up into the lineup. And he had, last night, a natural hat trick. Not just like a hat trick, but he did the natural, el natural, natty hatty. He had a natty hatty. Which, of course, means that you score three goals. They have to be consecutively without anybody else scoring on either team. So he scored, Braden Schenn scored, the team captain, Braden Schenn, scored the first goal. And then Brandon Saad would score the three of the rest of the goals in the whole game. And, of course, Jordan Bennington ended up with a shutout. And also, I mean, he was close to not having a shutout. There was a moment where Ottawa had hit a goal into the net. But they called a review of it. And Monty called a review of it. And they called it back because the Senators were offsides. And so that, like, he ended up with the shutout. So, I mean, it was pretty awesome to be at that Blues game. And there was funny, too, that last goal for Saad's hat trick came pretty close to the end of the game, and a lot of people were just taking off, like, oh, I want to get out of here early. And I was like, man, no fucking way I'm leaving early, because you could tell the guys were trying to get Saad the puck so he could have that fucking hat trick. They kept trying to get him. Every time he was on the ice, they were going to Saad. I mean, he had the hot hand. I mean, you're going to go with the guy that's, you know, scoring the goals. And he had the hot hand. And there was one moment quite a while before he hit that third one, too. There was one moment I was like, oh, it looked like it was going to go in. And that goalie caught it with a glove. Ottawa's goalie, which I'm not sure what his name is at the moment. But he had a great glove save on it. It was like, oh, fuck, I thought that might have been it. It was one chance to get the hat trick. And I was like, man, I'd never seen a hat trick before in person. Like, this is going to be amazing if this happens. And then lo and behold, man, that last goal hit right near, let's see, I don't remember what time. Go to their fucking website. But see, that game was, I mean, it was so fucking good. And Saad, oh man, Saad was just on fucking fire. I mean, that, I don't know how close that was to the end, but it was pretty close. I'm trying to see if I can, oh, here we go. What's the video? I don't want to watch the video. I mean, maybe later I'll watch it again. I started watching the game while I took my mother to Walmart earlier, because she was in there for like 2 hours, which is a normal thing. So I'm sitting out of my car, and I did watch part of the game. So I wanted to, cause again, I didn't see the beginning of it, so that way I could watch Braden Schenn's goal. Oh, yeah, 18:07 in the third period, so less than 2 minutes to go, he got that fucking final one. Here's what, okay. Do-do-do. It says Saad made it 3-0 at 14:15 of the second period off a rush, beating Forsberg. Okay, Forsberg, yeah. Through the pads from the left circle. Chabot thought he had cut the deficit to 3-1 for the Senators with 33.4 seconds left in the second, but the Blues challenged the play for offside, and video review determined that Ottawa forward Nick Cousins preceded the puck into the zone, which means offsides, motherfuckers. Yeah, it was a pretty easy call to make, Montgomery said as soon as the puck went in. Already they were saying, I think this was offside. Hold on. 10 seconds later, they confirmed it. And Saad completed his third NHL hat trick at 18:07 for the 4-0 final, keeping the puck on a 2-on-1 with Alexander Texier. I told Tex that I wanted that one pretty badly, Saad said, so I'm happy it went in. The Senators won't play again until Tuesday when they complete the marathon road trip against Detroit Red Wings. The trip was necessitated by the... Yeah. But yeah, that's basically Yeah, right. With less than 2 minutes to go, gets that fucking third goal. That's a great shot. Saad with somebody from the I'm not sure what player that is, but it's somebody from the Ottawa there, right in front of him, and the look on his just motherfucker, you cocksucker. you couldn't ask as a fan. You can't ask for much of a better game than that. I mean, that was pretty great. For the future's sake, I don't know that I'll be waiting, like, getting the theme night event stuff much anymore. I mean, $30, and, you know, it's hard to tell, too, like, how good the item is. It's really going to depend on the item. Like, maybe it's a bobblehead, you know, I might wait for. I've seen, like, some of the other shirts, and it's like, I know that they're made out of that non-woven polypropylene, it looks like, and that's a real cheap material. And, man, it's going to have to be, if it's a cool t-shirt, I mean, like, cotton t-shirt, I mean, it looks like some of the stuff's, like, better, but it's, again, like, when you look at the stuff on, like, their website, it's hard to tell what the actual item's going to fucking look like. So, I mean, but, you know, I mean, maybe I'll go back and get, but it's going to have to be something real special. Like, here's the Peanuts night on April 3rd. That's Peanuts, like the cartoon with Charlie Brown. There's a Snoopy bobblehead. That's kind of cool. You know, I'm not a real big Snoopy person, but if there was like a decent like bobblehead, I might be willing to wait in line for, you know, 30 to 40 minutes, whatever the fuck. But again, if I do that, I'm going to have to get there way, way early, way early. But yeah, some of the things are like pretty decent, but like most of them, I'm cool with the theme. And it's like, they had, you know, a lot of people in costume, in Star Wars costumes, which is cool. I didn't have anything that I feel like if I go, like, next one I go to, I'm going to have to get, like, a Stormtrooper helmet or something. I do have the Darth Vader helmet, but it is not great to wear and walk around in. It's hard to see out of that thing. I feel like if I need to get, like, a Stormtrooper helmet if I'm going to wear any kind of helmet. But, I got to prepare for Star Wars night a little bit better next time, I think. And just make sure that, you know, hopefully no one is sick. It was a fun night. It was a fun night. I'm not sure what the next game I'm going to. I know I'll be going to one in March. I want to say it's March 16th. Past that, I might be going in like in the next couple of weeks or so. I mean, they got some games that are fairly decent price, it looks like. I mean, right now, the Blues they're on the cusp of playoffs. Man, it is. They're only a few games back of a wild card, or a few points back. But, yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know. You know, my friends are here in our Warzone chat. Are messaging me about seeing if anybody's getting on. It's kind of funny. That brings me to my next point of conversation here, which I broke my hymen. I'm no longer a Call of Duty chat ban virgin. I have got my first official Call of Duty chat ban. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm pretty happy. Fuck you, Activision. You might be asking, what could I have said in chat that would have gotten me banned? Well, I can tell you what I was talking about. I can't tell you exactly how the conversation went, but I know what conversation I was having when I got my chat ban, and it ended up being a 3-day ban. I'm going to be playing later. I feel like I can get a ban pretty much immediately because, you know what, I'm going to go back and talk about what I was talking about. And what I was talking about was, of course, I just died, and I was letting my teammates know, hey, you can go ahead and raid my corpse for, I think I had, like, a redeploy or something on me, or whatever it was I had. Maybe I had some kill streaks. I'm not sure what it was. But I said, raid my corpse, and Jimmy Cro-Magnon heard that and said, did you just say rape my corpse? Now, mind you, he didn't get banned. He didn't get any warnings. And I said, oh, yeah, go ahead, rape my corpse. Rape it all day long. And then I believe I brought up Necromantic, where they're talking about fucking corpses, and I proceeded to talk about fucking corpses. And, you know, I didn't get into it then, but, like, can you rape a corpse? Because, I mean, they can't technically say no. They're dead. Is it non-consensual? There's only one live person involved. Is it disrespectful and disgusting? Sure. But is it technically rape? I don't know. From a legal standpoint. But apparently that the AI that monitors all the fucking chat that goes on in Call of Duty, which they're not paying people to listen to every fucking conversation. It's fucking AI that listens to everybody. I know there's been stuff saying, like, as soon as you get banned, it's an AI attached to you. Like, no, the AI is listening to you all the time on chat on Call of Duty. And there's the Call of Duty code of conduct for their chat is so vague. It basically says no, like, bullying and shit along those lines. It doesn't say anything about, like, offensive words. It doesn't say that there's specific words. It doesn't tell you what will get you banned, basically. It's just harassment is, like, one of the big things that they're looking for. So, and I don't have it set to where I can talk to anybody, any other players than people that are in my party, in my friend group, in my party. I'm talking to friends. And again, I've paid for a lot of Call of Duty. I'm not paying, you know, I didn't pay to play Warzone, but I bought a lot of shit off Warzone, like skins, whatnot. And I bought Black Ops 6 so I can level up my fucking guns and have that shit. So I've given Activision a lot of money to be able to play this fucking game. And here they go, like, oh, no, you can't. And I wouldn't give a shit. Originally, when they did the chat bans, you just couldn't. You could chat within your own party, but you couldn't talk to other players, opposing players, which I think that's where the harassment comes in anyway. And, like, if somebody's going to choose to be in my party, like, theoretically we're friends, you know. Theoretically, I mean, maybe not, yeah, they did that. And I can understand, like, to try to want to get rid of harassment. But again, it's also AI that's monitoring this shit. So there's no context taken in whatsoever. I would venture to guess that the Activision is really looking for a class action lawsuit. There we go. I mean, there is one with privacy there. Da, 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 da. Yeah, here we go. This is just a couple weeks ago. Call of Duty investigation. Were your privacy rights violated? You know, I think that's a good possibility. Let's see here. This is on classaction.org. This alert affects adults in Illinois who played... Just in Illinois? Who played multiplayer sessions of Call of Duty Modern Warfare or Warzone, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 or Modern Warfare 3, and used the in-game voice chat feature after November 2023. What's going on? Attorneys working with classaction.org believe Activision may be illegally collecting and storing Illinois players' voice prints when they use the game chat feature during multiplayer sessions in certain Call of Duty games. They're now gathering Call of Duty players to take action against the video game publisher. What am I signing up for exactly? You're signing up for what's known as mass arbitration, which involves hundreds of thousands of consumers bringing individual arbitration claims against the same company at the same time and over the same issue. This is different from class action litigation and takes place outside of court. Does this cost anything? It costs nothing to sign up, and the attorneys will only get paid if they win your claim. How much could I get with... While there are no guarantees, the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act states that consumers who had their voice prints illegally collected could be owed as much as $5,000 per violation. See here. Attorneys working with classaction.org would like to hear from Illinois residents, which sucks. What the fuck is it only in Illinois for? Who played Call of Duty, okay. They have reasons to believe the video games publisher Activision may have violated the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. Okay, they have a lot. That's why they're going with Illinois, because they have some act against this. Why not Missouri, you fuckers? See, they did that by collecting and storing players' voice prints without providing required disclosures and obtaining proper consent. Under the privacy laws, consumers may be entitled to as much as $5,000 per violation. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's all the... But yeah, it seems like only Illinois is taking kind of action, but it's not exactly for what I would describe as being the real problem here. I would think, man, that they're going to have more than just this. It seems that, I guess, they're collecting voice with the idea of using our voices for other things. So, hey, my voice might be out there on more things. Wonderful. And I'm not getting paid for. I'm usually not getting paid for voice work, though. I guess I shouldn't be too upset. But I mean, if somebody did use my voice and were making money off it, I would expect to get some of that money. I just want to point that out. I would not be too happy if they were making money off my voice. But I mean, it does sound like there is, you know, stuff in the works against Activision over this stuff. Anyway, yeah, they banned me, and I feel like tonight I'm gonna just like see if I can go for a much longer ban. I want to try to get one of those 1 or 2 year bans. I feel like I can have that done. I feel like if I could just keep talking about corpse fucking, and maybe they'll take that. And like, as soon as I get on there, all right, this AI at Activision could suck my nuts. You cum guzzling, corpse fucking, corpse raping, degenerate fucktards. I think so. Saying something to that degree might get me another ban, like right off the jump. I mean, I know some other terms to use that I don't really want to use, but I mean, if I have to, I'll get banned. If I got it. Some terms I'd rather not use. You know, it's funny. I have some friends that I play with that will go racist for a minute just to, like, because not that they're racist, but they just want to do that to get a rise out of people. Because that's, you know, the history of Call of Duty when playing online, you know, just like fucking talking shit. You know, they say some, you know, rather defamatory things towards another race, shall we say. And that shit doesn't get banned. Doesn't get you banned. Doesn't get you a strike. Doesn't get you a warning. Doesn't get none of you. Nothing. I talk about raping corpses, and all of a sudden... I guess somebody's got to stick up for the corpses. Nobody else is protecting them. Anyway, yeah. So we'll see how that goes. What I was going to say, though, is that, you know what? Fuck them. I don't really want to... Their audio for their chat fucking blows. And it's always cutting in and out when you're loading into game, dropping into the game. It's just a pain in the ass. And so I might also, too, when I first come into the game, play Dead Girls Don't Say No. Which we're going to have to look... there was a St. Louis band. Let's see who did that. Dead Girls Don't Say No. Kung Fu Vampire? Is that who did the... Oh, there's multiple people that did that. Blaze, You Dead Homie. Wow, this has this song been covered, or is that, no fucking? Wow, there's really that many. Like, did multiple bands come up with this song? Let's see here. If this is Kung Fu Vampire, I'm seeing if the. I'm thinking this isn't the one I know. This is a... Yeah, there are different songs called Dead Girls Don't Say No. I mean, hopefully they're not... hopefully, you know, they're not suggesting to be murdered, you know. But it's just an observation, I think. You know, Dead Girls Don't Say No. Again, I'm not advocating fucking corpses. Yeah, there is way too many songs called Dead Girls Don't Say No, and I've looked at two of the lyrics of them, and it's not the one I'm thinking of. But there was a radio station in St. Louis called 10. It was on the frequency 104.1. The station at that time was called 104.1 Extreme. And, you know, they played a lot of metal stuff, and it was, good Lord, there is a lot of, wow, I don't know how to find this, because apparently there is a lot of, bands, because I don't remember the band name. And yeah, I'm looking at. I remember the big lyrics that I remember. The Dead Girls Don't Say No, and there was like a "Don't You Know" in there. And fuck me, there's way too many songs. Was it Hmong? This is. It doesn't show the lyrics. I mean, there is. Wow, I just keep finding more. This is a really I did not expect to find this many songs, but I figured, you know, there might be one, you know, possibly two, and maybe one's a cover. I had no idea. Son of a bitch. That it would be this hard to narrow down who the fuck did that. It is a Kung Fu Vampire is the big one, I guess. The one that comes at the top of the search, but it is not the song that I know. And there's some dark shit in these songs, man. It's some fucked up shit. I mean, I just keep finding more, and it's clearly different songs because I'm looking at the lyrics for some of these. And they are not the lyrics I know, but I want to say it was a St. Louis band that did it. Let's see here. Don't you know? Hmong. There is a lot of the internet that likes to talk about Dead Girls Don't Say No. And I'm betting that I'm hoping they're all banned from Call of Duty. You know. Activision, keep it consistent, you know. But does AI really give a shit about corpse fucking? Maybe it was another word I used. I mean, maybe it was just using the word rape. I'm not sure. Maybe I should have said SA. She can't say like sexual assault these days either. You got to say SA. As yeah, I am finding, I man, it's gonna have to. Like, there's a. I feel wrong just reading these lyrics. Like, I don't remember the Dead Girls Don't Say No song that I remember here on the radio being that involved in the lyrics. That are like, there wasn't much to it, if I remember correctly. But some of these get a little descriptive here. I will not be alone. This is the, who is the, shit. I missed who, rat bat spider. So I guess who did this? Oh, fuck. See here, this is what it says about on theirs on ratbatspider.bandcamp.com. Originally written in 1989 as a metal song, this version was dusted off, punked up, and a whole new set of lyrics were written. You think these lyrics are offensive? You should have read the graphic Cannibal Corpse style originals. Oh, Cannibal Corpse. Were they... I mean, did Cannibal Corpse do it originally? I mean, I'm aware of Cannibal Corpse. If you're unfamiliar, which they've got some pretty dark lyrics. But Cannibal Corpse, if you can understand them, Cannibal Corpse. But they are the band. If you watch the original Ace Ventura, the club that Ace goes into, there's where he has to ask, like, what kind of clam chowder is the password to get in, the red or the white. And the band that's playing is fucking Cannibal Corpse, if I remember correctly. Pretty sure it was Cannibal Corpse. His agent Fox Mulder is, I'm talking Cannibal Corpse, and he's like, what's up, man? I hear you talking about Cannibal Corpse. And he's hitting buttons on the soundboard, playing, thanks for that, buddy. Throwing some John Goodman in the pod there. This is the Rat Bat Spiders take on Dead Girls Don't Say. I'll read the lyrics to some of it. It says, another Friday night, one more canceled date. What can I do different is what I contemplate. I will not be alone. I feel like I got to talk like this. I still do have my pride. There is nothing better than the scent of formaldehyde. Oh, so poetic. So poetic. Not a fan, Fox? As it continues, the thing I want the most is a girl without a pulse. She can't turn me down after I dig her from the ground. Wow. So very Ed Gein of you. Her pale, lifeless skin almost seems to glow love in the moonlight because she can't say no. We go to the chorus. Dead girls, don't say no. If you want pleasure, dig one up from down below. Dead girls, don't say no. As I turned into Donald Trump for a second, I don't know what that was. Why my brain went with that? The mortician's art is magical. On her lifeless face, the freshest ones are the bestest ones because everything's still in place. No longer cold loves her. Love's made her warm. that is not a good visual. That really was some fun. I put her back into the ground. Well, that was kind to rebury her. Now off to find another one. Man, that's a lot of work to go through to get laid, you know? Digging up a corpse, reburying it, and then going back. So yeah, basically goes back to the chorus, and that's that. So maybe Cannibal Corpse is... is the one that I'm aware of, but I wouldn't swear to it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's there's an insane amount of people doing Dead Girls Don't Say No though. That is surprising. Here's a good search on Cannibal Corpse. Is Cannibal Corpse a joke? I'm venturing to guess that, I mean, they're they're a brutal death metal band. I mean, that's what they're considered. Are they, like, I don't, maybe, the, yeah, I don't follow Cannibal Corpse that much. I know the lyrics are pretty fucking disturbing. But, I mean, it's the, kind of the point. But I would venture to guess the guys behind it are probably not, I would hope not, feel that way about, like, killing people and stuff. I would venture to guess. I don't know the, I don't know that they ever, had, I mean, they've had censorship and such. But they're big fans of horror. I don't think, is it considered a joke though? I feel like a joke would be like gore, you know, that's a joke. It'd be really sweet to see a gore show. Just saying, really sweet. I'm not finding the Cannibal Corpse Dead Girls Don't Say No song, though. I feel let down by Bandcamp.com. You fuckers. Other than, yeah, getting banned, New Year's Eve, I had a good time New Year's Eve. Went over to Jackman's. We played bingo, which I was more hoping for just playing some board games, which I did play one round of Ticket to Ride. But yeah, we played board games, had fun over there, but man, I ate way too much food. I ate so much food that, I felt like complete shit New Year's Day. And, I can't eat food like that anymore. My body just won't digest food like it used to. And it makes me feel like complete shit when I really overeat, like extremely overeat. I had some good food. I made some hamburger casserole, and they had plenty of other stuff over there. Had buffalo chicken dip. There was Mexican street corn. What else? I mean, they had meatballs. There was meatballs in a crock pot. Balls in a crock pot. I mean, can you go wrong? Can you go wrong with balls in a crock pot? And, you know, I had a fair amount of wine. And, yeah, it was... that's tough, man. It's tough. I can't be doing that shit no more. Can't be doing that no more. I'm going to try not to do that anymore. Thankfully, there's no big holiday coming up that requires me to overeat. We got Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving. They're behind us now. We're in the new year. We're like 11 months away before we're, you know, yeah, 11 months away from having to really worry about overeating, theoretically. Hopefully I get better at, try to come up with a plan to prevent myself from getting sick from eating too much. Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I look forward to not overeating. And I did get I think I ordered this after the last podcast, but I decided, or maybe I did it before, I'm not sure, but I did order a I guess I did it after. Anyway, I ordered a 40-puck display case. I figured I got a lot of blank walls in Fox's penthouse here, and I need stuff on the walls. I'm starting to get some stuff on the walls, but it's been slow going. And, I was like, you know what? It'd be kind of cool to get different pucks. There's a lot of commemorative pucks and whatnot you can buy. You can go to a lot of games. They'll print a special puck for it. Like, of course, the Winter Classic. You can get that. I ordered the display case. I ordered a Stanley Cup puck with the printing of the cup in the 2019 to put in there. Of course, you got to commemorate the Stanley Cup, motherfuckers. I also got one from the game last night. It's nothing real special. It's just the official game puck with like the Blues logo on it. I thought about maybe just getting like one of each NHL team, or then again, maybe just like the ones that like I enjoy their logos and shit. Like get like the Ducks, maybe the Kraken. And or just, you know, I don't know. I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to do with it yet. It can put other things in there. Like you can put a baseball in there if you want. Have you seen my baseball? I need to cut that sound clip from There's Something About Mary. That's a classic one. One day if I ever get a better audio editing software than fucking Audacity, because if you cut sound clips with Audacity, it sounds like shit. Just saying. But I guess I can set some, you know, I've thought about it before. I can always set up my mini Mac, which I don't have. You can't really hook up to the internet anymore, but it's got GarageBand on there. I can record shit with GarageBand. Then I, you know, I could round heck up, hook up the fucking soundboard. I imagine that wouldn't be like a bad call, to really set up that old mini Mac in the other room there where I got the guitar stuff, and so I could just have like a sound, you know, podcast stuff just set up nonstop in there, and have that in there to record with. I think the mini Mac would work pretty decent, for just recording. Though, you know, kind of a pain in the ass, because if I was going to record a podcast in there using the old soundboard and the mini Mac, I'd have to take the file and put it on a fucking USB or hard drive and then go in the, over here. And I guess not a huge pain in the ass, but there'd be more steps involved. But again, yeah, GarageBand, much better than using Audacity. Audacity can suck my nuts, even though, but you know, hey, I've been using Audacity now for years, at least for recording the voiceover stuff, recording this for the podcast, not bad. Just when I do shit like try to cut out sound clips and do multi-track editing, not so great for it, but it is what it is. I mean, multi-track editings are multi-track stuff's not bad, but you know, it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest. I would prefer to have. I used to use Cool Edit Pro forever. I lost my copy of it though, and it's a bit hard to find on the internet. Find a decent way to get it on there, which is an old program. But I'm a fan of it, and I'd use Adobe. Fuck, I'd pay for a program. You know, back in the day, you used to pay like $200. And you could get like Cool Edit Pro or, you know, Adobe Audition. You used to be able to just pay like $200. There you go. Here's fucking Adobe Audition. You can use it forever. Forever. You know, you just don't get any updates and shit. You'd have to buy like the new version like the next year if you wanted the updates, which I think I was fine with it the way it was like 15 years ago. I don't need your fucking updates. for just simple audio editing, like suck my nuts. But the way, you know, Adobe's got this, and I bitched about this in the past, but I think it's been a while. But they've got the monthly subscription now where it's like, I don't know, $30 or something a month, something stupid. And you know, 10 months of that's fucking $300 right there. If that's $30 or $200, whatever it is, and you're paying like, no, I'm not making any money off this podcast. Why do I want to pay that? I already have to pay for the domain and all that shit. I want to also pay every month for audio editing software. Yeah, it's such a pain in the ass. They can suck on my nuts. but yeah. Well, you know, I tried. Fuck. I can't even remember. Let's see. I've got it still on here, I guess. I did a trial on Reaper. That I wasn't liking the interface on that. It just wasn't my jam. Wasn't my jam. Past that, like, I don't know, you know, I would probably prefer Adobe, really, but I can't just, I'm not paying these monthly fees on this shit. They can suck my nuts. I'd be down for using GarageBand, but the only thing I have that I can really, I mean, I guess I could record it on my phone. That'd be kind of a pain in the ass, though. I don't think that would work real well recording on my phone. I have GarageBand on my phone. I'm not running a fucking Mac here. This is GarageBand. You need a Mac. And my mini Mac, of course, again, I just stayed, you know, I can set that up for recording. Just might be kind of a pain in the ass transferring it. But yeah, that is what it is. Yeah. I am getting ready to watch another Blues game I've got just like over 20 minutes, I guess, before the game starts. I didn't realize till like earlier that I was like, oh, holy shit. I didn't realize they had double back-to-back games. Of course, you know, I went to the one last night and they got one tonight. And I guess the big thing that I was doing today was did all my shopping that I normally do on Sundays to try to avoid having to go out tomorrow because there's a huge fucking winter storm coming, supposedly. And it doesn't look good. It does not look good. Hoping to not get stuck in all of that shit. It's supposed to hit sometime Sunday, which will be the day, of course, I release this. So by the time I'm fucking posting this, it's like we're probably going to get hit with it. Hopefully it doesn't get too bad. I don't want to get stuck here for days. I got sick time. So I'm thinking Monday. This cough I have might get worse. So, you know, I might have to just, I might just be real sick on Monday. I'm just saying. Just saying it might be a thing. Because Sunday and Monday is supposed to be pretty rough. Now, if I get ice, man, I'm not going to be able to make it to work. It's just not happening. I can't make it out of my fucking driveway. I mean, I can make it out of the driveway. I can get on the street. But last year, last winter, man, when that we had ice the one time. And it iced over my whole street. And I attempted to drive to work because they didn't cancel work. They made it, they gave us like an hour or two. No, I guess maybe it was a couple hours. I remember what it was. I guess maybe 2 hours that we could wait like 2 hours to come to work or something like that. And when I attempted to drive to work, like I was the only idiot on my street that attempted to go to work that day. I slid all the way down. All the way down the street, somehow managing to not hit all my neighbor's vehicles. I felt like that was a pretty big achievement. But thankfully, I didn't like completely freak out. I didn't panic. I mean, it freaked me out, but I didn't panic. I didn't like, oh, had I panicked, then I probably would have hit one of my neighbor's vehicles. But I managed to steer it. Just right. I mean, I kept pumping I tried just pumping the brakes. I tried fucking putting it in drive. Dude, nothing was. I feel like if it was an automatic, it would have been easier. Because doing a stick with that was just not. It's a real bitch when you're sliding backwards to try to push it in the clutch, put it in first, and like kick it into, you know, oh. Yeah, I didn't really put it into drive. I put it into first and tried. I probably wouldn't have had as big of a problem in an automatic. Either way, though, I mean, it was a complete sheet of ice. I slid all the way down. And the only thing that really stopped me, I was afraid nothing was going to stop me. But thankfully, I think I went a little into the grass first and I slid into a tree. But the grass slowed me down enough to where when I hit the tree, it didn't really do any damage. And I was pretty happy about that. So I was like, oh, fuck. I was worried because, I mean, I live on a hill. And at the bottom of the hill, it's not flat. It never flattens out. there's no outlet to the street down the hill. And I was really concerned. I was really concerned that my car might flip, you know. I have a very small car that sits very low to the ground. I figured, you know, if I hit that bump with enough velocity, like the curb there, I was afraid maybe my car would flip, but I guess it went over the curb and like hit the grass a little bit, and I was able to just get enough grip to where it just, I was able to stop the fucking thing. This year I've got new tires though. I mean, I've had new tires for a little while, so I mean, if shit gets bad, it hopefully I will be able to avoid something of that. But I mean, ice is ice. Ice is not good. I did have a guy that at the gas station. I was getting gas earlier. I went to the store. I took my mother to the store already. Which, again, I do that on Sundays. But I'm like, I don't want to attempt to go out Sunday. And Monday, if the shit's still all fucked up, I'm probably not going to go anywhere on Monday. It looks like next week's going to be pretty fucking cold all week. And looks like possible chance of rain and snow again on Friday. Anywho, the guy at the gas station said, yeah, good, better fill her up. And then he's like, I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, he goes, you might have to sleep in them tonight. And I'm like, oh man, I hope not. I don't want to sleep in my fucking car. We better not lose power. Fuck. Don't. It was like, I feel like this is, well, I mean, it was very, very much, oh man, according to this, snow's going to be starting in an hour. I thought it wasn't hitting until tomorrow, really, but shit. Snow I'm okay with. Really, what my concern is going to be the ice. And when you got a warm front hitting a cold front, that's, you know, that's when you get fucking ice. And that's mainly what we get nowadays because the world's warmer. Most of the time it's warm, but then we do still get cold fronts come in and then they fucking hit together and it's like, let's piss some ice. I mean, I don't want like a foot of snow either. But like a little bit of snow is not a huge problem. I have a snow shovel. My car does sit pretty low to the ground. So, I mean, I can get stuck pretty easy if there's a big snow embankment. But I got enough food here to hold out as long as, you know, losing power, that's going to blow. That's going to blow real goats. That is not cool. It was not cool that guy to just put that in my head earlier. Like, you bastard. But hopefully, you know, whoever's listening to this and wherever, that you're in an area that doesn't get too fucked up from, because I believe it's a good chunk of the U.S. that's actually getting hit with some pretty bad shit right now. It is winter. It is winter. A lot of the days it might not have seemed like that. It's going to be curious to see what my electric bill when it really gets cold here is going to be like. So far the heating pump has been paying off, man. I've had my last, I don't know, several bills since running the heater has been like right around 100, which isn't bad for as much of a place I've got. You know, I've got an upstairs and a downstairs. And before when I was running the heater, the old heater, it cost a lot more. And when it did get to like single digits and stuff, which this will be the real test, I think, is like this month. So like February's bill, that'll be like, oh, how did it do? Cause, I've had electric bills here that were close to like $300, might've hit over 300, but I think it was just like just a hair under 300, but I'm not 100% on that. It was a while ago. But I've had some really expensive ones, but it has to be like, for it to get that high, it has to get really fucking low. My old AC, it didn't cost that much to run, more than what it seemed like this new furnace has ran. But this is the where it really, I feel like it's really going to pay off, have the new furnace, or hopefully. I mean, so far it seems to have been that I'm paying a lot less in the electric bills. But again, this is the real deal test, as I did have a technician come out and check out my furnace, make sure everything's good. Everything's running right. It's looking good. Which reminds me, I got to check into new filters. Yeah, hopefully everybody stays warm, safe. And as always, that is akin to wheelchair, not a trash can.